Blog Talk Radio.
Live from Talladega, you're in the pit stop with Tenda Spain and Stephen Wilson on the Speedway Digest Radio Network, Blog Talk Radio, Stitcher Radio, and your Apple Podcast.
Hey folks, Timothy Peters, driver of the number 17 Red Horse Racing Toyota Tundra. You're listening to the Pit Stop with Tim Despain.
Good evening from Talladega, Alabama. I'm Tim Despain, alongside my good friend, CEO of Speedway Digest, Mr. Stephen Wilson. Let's get everything going tonight. We got Reverend Joe from out there in Paris, California. Let's bring Reverend Joe to the Pit Stop with Tim Despain and Stephen Wilson. Reverend Joe, how you doing tonight, my friend?
I'm doing fantastic. You know, I know Susan told you, but I might as well let all our listeners know that Betty and I got married a few weeks ago. We just kind of let it out of the bag this week, and we're doing great, and things are good other than it doesn't stop raining ever since I got to Seattle. So, they were having a good
Sorry about the interruption, Reverend. I had to throw that out there. Yeah, I was going to say before you get everything started tonight, I wanted to say congratulations and from everybody here at the Pit Stop Radio and Speedway Digest, we wish y'all the best, but we really do.
We appreciate that very much and appreciate you guys very much. And I'm looking forward to next week when we can do a little bit roundtable discussion and have some fun. Not that we don't have fun every week.
Next week, I mean, that's going to be, like we always, like we've said the last couple of weeks, it's going to be our final show, Reverend, of the year until next year. We're going to take a couple of weeks off for Christmas and New Year's. And as far as I know, I'm going to throw this out there. I'm about 95% sure I got Jerry Bonkowski is going to come on with us from NBC Sports. And I think Steven is working on somebody also. So we'll have a big roundtable next year, and we'll talk about the we'll just talk about anything racing, ARCA, the trucks, the Xfinity Series Cup. We'll just spend every how long we want. We got 2 hours, and we'll talk about everything that our callers call in, and we'll discuss whatever they want to talk about.
Yeah, we'll see how much trouble we can get into.
Oh, you know we're going to stir something up.
So shall we get this thing started? Because I know you got a full show tonight.
Yes, sir, we do. Go ahead, Reverend. You got the flow.
All right. Lord, I thank you so much for all you do for us. I thank you for the great gift you gave me and Betty and the great friends I have in this radio show. So I ask you tonight, Lord, to bless our show, bless all that goes on tonight, and bless all of our racers all over the country and all of those people involved with the racing. As we know, the winter season is just as busy as race season. Keep them all safe. Keep them protected. Be with them all. And I also ask you, Lord, to please watch over our country and watch over our soldiers. Be with them. Protect them everywhere they are. And be with their families at home who are missing them. Protect them and take care of them. Put your arms around them. And put your arms of protection around all of us. And thank you for sending your son, Jesus Christ, to die for our sins so that we could have entrance into heaven. We thank you for all that. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
Amen, Reverend Jeff.
Yeah.
Reverend Joe, as always, I say it every week, great invocation, and we appreciate you so much for being our reverend on the show, the official river of the Pit Stop, Tim Spain and Stephen Wilson. You want to throw out there where everybody can follow you in on social media, bud, and your ministry website. You go ahead.
All righty. Our website is ontrackwithjesus.org. My email address is ontrackwithjesus@aol.com. And you can catch me on my phone number is 951-232-7630. Plus, you can catch me on Facebook. Just pin in Rev Joe Bubico, B-U-B-B-I-C-O, and come on, join us. Join the party. Be with us.
Thank you very much, Reverend Tim. It's Dave. We said hello, and we'll talk to you next week. We've got this big roundtable deal going on. I'm sure we'll stir it up like you said.
Yeah, we'll cause some trouble next week. Have a great
yeah, we
show,
will.
And God bless you guys. Talk to you next week.
All right, God bless you too, Reverend. See you, bud. That's our good friend, Reverend Joe, from out there in Paris, California. And I brought him on earlier, but I think he had a little bit of, I don't know if Anne Marie's making him rattle the pans or if he's making Anne Marie rattle pans tonight to cook some supper. But let's bring on my good friend, CEO of SpeedwayDigest.com from Richmond, Virginia, Mr. Stephen Wilson.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Stephen, how you doing tonight, bud? Me and Reverend Joe's talking about stirring it up next week in the round table, and I probably just stirred it up at the Wilson home, didn't I?
No, that was me coughing over here is what that was.
How you doing tonight, bud? How's our human voice?
Oh, we're all right. It's cold up here. It's cold. It's real cold.
Yeah. Well, we don't have Megan tonight to give us a forecast. She had something come up, but we've been having some nice days, but whenever that sun goes down here, bud, it's pretty chilly too.
Yeah, it's been getting down into the low 30s around here. We've been getting some ice for in the nighttime and early morning hours, but it's going to get even colder up here. I just don't want to see the snow. I keep hating on that snow every week when we get to this time of the year, but I just don't want to see it.
I know y'all see it. I know y'all see a ton of it up there. We see it every now and then here in Talladega or Talladega, however you want to pronounce it, like Grant always said. But big show tonight, Stephen. We've got a young kid coming up at the bottom of the hour by the name of Dawson Krim. I don't know that much about him. I've been trying to read on him. He races Western cars up there at Charlotte Motor Speedway. And our top of the hour guest, driver number 7, Greyhound Motorsports entry in the the Snowball Derby. He had to reschedule, Stephen. He's a little bit under the weather, so we're gonna let Casey Roddick off of that. So we'll bring him on sometime next year and let him talk about everything. But I think, you know, if you want to get everything started, me and you hadn't really discussed what we're gonna talk about until Dawson comes on at the bottom of the hour. But we can talk about the Snowball Derby, and I know there's a lot of breaking news out of NASCAR since we talked last Tuesday night. If you want to go over some of that stuff, Stephen, I'd be glad that we could discuss that. And to let everybody know, the number to call in is 215-383-3681 if you want to give your opinions on the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series Awards Bank out there at the Wynn Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, Nevada. Call in. We'll take your questions. You know, Jeff Gordon's signing off. He's done, but Stephen, you got the floor. We got, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 things. I've been looking at your site. If you want, whatever you want to start with, Stephen, go ahead.
We're gonna start out there with the most popular driver out there, 13 times in a row, Dale Earnhardt Jr. yet again winning this thing in the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series. I don't think it's really a surprise to anybody out there that he's again won this. For the 13th year in a row. He's arguably one of the most popular drivers out there in the face of the sport. In NASCAR, his reach is far and wide. And, when people start talking about NASCAR, they definitely talk about Dale Earnhardt Jr. You know, Jeff Gordon was one of those guys that has is signing off this year in the Sprint Cup Series and running his last race in that, at Homestead just a few weeks ago. But Dale Earnhardt Jr. is that guy that will continue to take that next step in the sport, to continue to promote the sport and bring it into a broader audience each and every year. So 13 times in a row, Dale Earnhardt Jr. has won the NASCAR Most Popular Driver Award. Just a couple. I'm not going to go through the entire list of all the awards winners that won out there in Las Vegas this past weekend, but Darlington Raceway has won the Myers Brothers Award for their throwback, 70s throwback at Darlington Raceway for the return of the Southern 500 to the traditional Labor Day weekend race. They were awarded this for their work in the throwback that they did with NBC, working with the teams to bring the throwback schemes that the drivers drove throughout the weekend, as well as what they had done with the track to bring it into the 70s era. They were also awarded this for bringing back Ken Squire, Ned Jarrett, and Dale Jarrett to call the race for a point in time during the NBC broadcast. So that the award went to them. It's the first time that I believe that a racetrack has won this particular award since this has been given out, if I remember correctly. So congratulations to them on that and for their work that they've done, especially in the throwback and the return of the Southern 500 there at Arlington this past year in 2015. The marketing award has gone to Sunoco this year, and for the first time ever, Chevrolet has given a lifetime achievement award, and that went to Jeff Gordon. Arguably, I think that arguably the most prominent driver that should have received the award. And like I said, I'm not going to go through all these awards, but just a couple others in here. Goodyear Tire Award went to Kyle Busch. Coors Light Pole Winner Award went to Joe Logano for his most poles this season. And Driver of the Race, Driver of the Year Award went to Kyle Busch for his win in the Sprint Cup Series Championship and his drive to get into that top 30 after missing nearly a third of the season.
Yeah. And, Stephen, also, you know, since we talked last TG, you know, we had talked about Robin Pemberton was stepping down as Senior Vice President of Competition at NASCAR. And, you know, NASCAR named, I think it was Scott Miller. Wasn't he the engineer there at NWR, Stephen?
He was the director of competition for MWR. He started out racing in the Winston West Series many years ago, and throughout his career, he has worked for a broad spectrum of companies within NASCAR, working his way all the way to the competition director for MWR before they shut down. And he has been officially named as the successor to Robin Pemberton as the Sprint Cup competition in NASCAR.
And Stephen, I know, you know, you keep up really a lot better than I do. Is Robin Pemberton going to still be involved in the sport, or is he going somewhere else? Stephen, I hadn't seen nothing. I didn't know if you have.
No, Robin Pemberton is leaving the sport of NASCAR. He spent five decades in the sport. He has spent five decades in the sport, working all the way from Petty Enterprises as well as Roush Racing and others before moving to NASCAR in, I believe it was 2002 or 2004, and taking on the lead role over there. He's overseen many different projects over there, from the Gen 6 car, the E15 ethanol fuel that we now run, as well as the R&D center that is currently in use for the enhancement of safety in the cars that we see across all three different series, the Truck Series, the Xfinity Series, and the Sprint Cup Series. So he has led that role for quite some time, since I believe it was 2002 or 2004, but he is, after five decades, living the sport of NASCAR.
And Stephen, you and I were very fortunate. We've had we had Robin on the show. I think it was, I can't remember if it was back in the spring or last year or toward the fall or something. I can't really remember. But, you know, Robin involved in, you know, like you said, whenever he started and come on up through, he was there whenever the hard times, whenever the economy tanked, and he really did a great job. I mean, you know, the first car tomorrow, people didn't like it. I didn't like it. I'm going to go ahead and say I didn't like it. It looked like a NASCAR with an IndyCar wing on the back. But Robin done a very good job of bringing NASCAR through the hard times. Would you agree?
Yeah, Robin has definitely, when that car tomorrow did debut in the sport, he obviously did bring NASCAR through some of the hardest times. The fans didn't like it. The media didn't like it. I will agree with you that it was probably one of the worst things that we've seen in competition. You know, but Robin, coming from that side of NASCAR, you know, he did work tirelessly to fix the problem. Him and NASCAR did listen to the fans. They fixed the problem. They do so over the last few years by debuting the Gen 6 car. And even this year, when they decided to test the low downforce package at Kentucky and Darlington, they've continued to work on this car to make it the best competitive car that there is available to these drivers. And for the fans to see some of the best competitive racing that there is in the NASCAR circuit. You know, we've seen, obviously, and I'm sure that we've talked about this before, in some of these mile and a half racetracks, they're not exactly the most competitive that we would like them to be. But Robin and his crew and NASCAR have continued to work tirelessly on these cars, and the Gen 6 cars, as they've continued to evolve over the last two or three years, to make them better week in and week out. And obviously in 2016, the low downforce packages are going to debut on a more full-scale mile and a half and other style of racetracks that much different racing. And without him, you know, definitely getting through some of those hard times, it's going to be tough to know where the sport would have been without him.
Exactly, Stephen. And, you know, I've talked to him numerous times here, Darlington, everywhere else. I mean, just a great guy. He always takes time to stop and speak. And if I have any questions, he's always answering. Of course, Christy King's right there with him. You know, so watch what you say, Robbie. You know how it is. But, yeah, Stephen, I mean, he's done a lot for the sport, just like you said. And, you know, you and I come from way back. We watched the sport back before the car tomorrow and all that. And we just want to wish Robin good luck on whatever his endeavors is after he's left NASCAR, Stephen. And I know there's supposed to be some news coming out. I think it's going to be December the 15th or something. I'm trying to think. Tommy Baller and Racing is supposed to make a 2016 sponsor announcement. And they're going to do it at the NASCAR Hall of Fame. Have you heard anything about that, about where that might be going, Stephen?
No, I haven't heard about Tommy Baldwin Racing exactly has in mind what they're going to do in 2016. Obviously, this year they've had a lot of their cars running with no sponsorship. They've had Toy State on there a couple of times, and they've had a couple of other smaller time sponsors on that car, but they've not really had a full-time marketing or a full-time sponsorship marketing on that car throughout the year. So they're going to need that help in 2016 to perform better, obviously, to continue if they're going to be in the Sprint Cup Series, because that's a team that needs that help, even with the help that they're currently getting from Stuart Haas Racing and Hendrick Motorsports.
Yeah, I didn't know if you had heard us, too, and I didn't want to put you on the spot. But if I can, coming up on the bottom of the hour here shortly. We got the young man, Dawson Cram. But I know you had put something on your site about, is it Fate Motorsports that's starting a NASCAR Camp Ford Truck Series team next year? I read that, and I don't I didn't see nothing about drivers. And is it just going to be one truck that they're going to field, Stephen? Can you give our listeners any insight on that?
Currently, Faith Motorsports is based in Columbia, South Carolina. They are a part-time Can-Am E-Series team. They've raced, I believe, one or two series out on the west side, on the Can-Am West also. But they have announced just about a week ago that they are going to field a 2016 Camping World Truck Series team. I do not believe that there is a driver announced at this time for that campaign, but that information is still forthcoming. They do have some sponsorship, I do believe, a estate company, a large real estate company or a medium-sized real estate company. I believe it's in Kansas City, Missouri, or somewhere out in that general area. But I'm not sure what else that they have for sponsorship at this time.
Okay, and Stephen, you and I both can reach out to them maybe the first of the year whenever we come back after our Christmas and New Year's Eve break. We can reach out to them, maybe get one of the owners to come on. I think it was two owners, Stephen. I can't remember. They both follow me on Facebook and hit me out on that, but I can't remember. My mind's blank.
Yes, there's currently two owners with the team that will field the truck. Both of them, like I said, they're based in Columbia, South Carolina, and they currently field some cars in some other NASCAR series. And they have already announced, like I said, the one truck for 2016. They will be using Toyota Tundras through the 2016 campaign.
Sounds good, bud. And if you want to, we'll jump over to the 48th running of the Snowball Derby there at Five Flags Speedway in Pensacola, Florida. They had a couple of, I think Christopher Bell, he got popped for an infraction, something with the wheel well, and the tire. John Hrnčević got popped with the same deal. But I'll go ahead and read off of Chase Elliott won the 48th annual Snowball Derby at Five Flags Speedway in Pensacola, Florida. Zane Smith finished second, Ty Majestic third, Dalton Sargent fourth, which you posted a story on your site about him, Bubba Pollard fifth, Casey Smith sixth, Preston Pelter seventh, William Byron eighth, ninth was Derek Thorne, and tenth was Kaz Grella. And just to throw out some notables out of the top ten, Daniel Hemric finished 11th, Corley Joy finished 14th, Johanna Long finished 20th, John Hunter Nemechek finished 21st, Harrison Burton finished 26th, and Casey Roderick, which had to pass on us tonight, he finished 28th. He had some problems there in the pits and got rear-ended. Would you like to touch on anything from Five Flags Speedway, bud?
From what I understand, it was quite the affair down there with the technical inspections with the team that was brought in to tech these cars. I'm not particularly familiar with the actual inspectors themselves, but the Christopher Bell's left side weight ratio, this is what I do know. Christopher Bell's left side weight ratio was at 58.3%. The limit for the left side car is 58%. So that is why that he was disqualified from winning the Snowball Derby. The technical inspector, Ricky Brooks, who was the lead inspector, was apparently the one that had also gotten both John Hunter Nemechek and Christopher Bell earlier on in the day or the day prior for other infractions, as well as a couple of other drivers. So from my, there was quite the affair with the inspection process down there. That's really all I know about what went on, because I didn't follow it too closely.
Yeah, and I'm going to go ahead and throw that out there. Me and you both talked about that. And I'm not going to step on any toes, but I want everybody to know the media situation at Fire Flag Speedway is not the best to us media. I'll put it like, yeah, I don't want to make nobody mad, but, yeah, it's sort of hard to follow whenever you can't. Watch out, Tim. Don't step on no toes. It's sort of hard to follow when you can't work. Does that sound right, Tim?
I'm just gonna keep my personal opinions out of this one, because my personal opinions have been made known on this. I think I'll just keep my personal opinions out of this one, because it's everybody out there knows that $30 for to watch a pay-per-view late model race is a little greedy, and that's all I'm gonna say.
I didn't really mean to get you there, but you know me, sometimes I go ahead and support my opinions. Hey, guess what, buddy? U.S. Legend Cars just tweeted one of our tweets about to get the young kid coming up here. Coming up on 2 minutes, hit the bottom of the hour, we've got the young man, Dawson Crown, from up there in Charlotte, North Carolina. He's running Legend Cars there at Charlotte Motor Speedway. Stephen, let's step aside and play a song and take a little quick break, and we'll be right back to the Pit Stop. Tim Spain, Stephen Wilson, and Talladega, Alabama.
I ain't rich, but I damn sure wanna be. Working like a dog all day ain't working for me. I wish I had a rich uncle that'd kick the bucket, and I was sitting on a pile like Warren Buffett. I know everybody says money can't buy happiness, but it can buy me a boat. It can buy me a truck to pull it. It can buy me a Yeti 110 out there with some silver bullets. Yeah, and I know what they say, money can't buy everything. Well, maybe so, but it can buy me a boat. They call me redneck, white trash, and blue collar. But I could change all that if I had a couple million dollars. I keep hearing that money is the root of all evil, and you can't fit a camel through the eye of a needle. I'm sure that's probably true, but it still sounds pretty cool. Cause it could buy me a boat, it could buy me a truck to pull it, it can buy me a Yeti 110 out down with some silver bullets. Yeah, so, but it can buy me a boat, a float, down on the water with a beer. I hear the Powerball Lotto is sitting on $100 million. Well, that'll buy me a brand new riding reel. And it can buy me a boat, it could buy me a truck to pull it, it could buy me a Yeti 110 ass down with some silver bullets. Yeah. Maybe so, but it can buy me a boat. Yeah, and I know what they say, money can't buy everything. Well, maybe so, but it can buy me a boat. Yeah, yeah, it can buy me a boat.
Back live in Talladega. I'm Tim Spain, alongside my good friend, CEO of SpeedwayDigest.com, Mr. Stephen Wilson. We're waiting on our bottom of the hour guest, Mr. Dawson, D.K. Crim. And Stephen, I got some information on him here. I'm trying to find out. He's raced some type of truck. I mean, he's 2015 accomplishments. He's got 7 wins. This is the he finished 3rd in points in the Bojangles Summer Shootout Young Lions Division up there at Charlotte Motor Speedway. He's got 7 wins, 12 top fives, and 6 top tens. I think he's like a 14-year-old young man up there at Charlotte. You know, just about everybody gets their start, you know, coming through the Bandoleros and all that kind of stuff there that SMI and Charlotte Motor Speedway put on. They put on a great show up there, but.
Yeah, they actually do. Those little legend cars up there, when they get them scooting around the little quarter mile up there on the front stretch of Charlotte Motor Speedway, especially with some of those young kids, they've got a lot of talent that come up there. And then when you can get into the field with some of those NASCAR drivers' kids that will come up there and get into the mix, you never know who you're going to get to race against and who you're going to be able to impress week in and week out. You take a look at Eric Jones, who was able to go and compete against Kyle Busch, win against him, and that's how he got his start in the NASCAR Tampa World Truck Series in the Divisional Championship. So, you know, you just never know when you get out there and you're competing against some of these younger kids or who's looking at you. You also look at Chris Buescher, too. He was competing against some of the Reagans, and the Reagans said, "Come to Charlotte, and we'll help you throughout your career." And now he's a Xfinity Series champion over at Roush Racing. So it takes a lot of work, but you just don't know when you get out there sometimes on who's watching and who's really paying attention to you.
Exactly, Steve. And we've got our guest coming up. He's sitting here waiting. Mr. Dawson, D.K. Crim, driver of the number 11. Bojangles Legends car at Charlotte Motor Speedway. Let's bring Dawson in the pit stop with Timmy Spain and Stephen Wilson.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Dawson, how you doing tonight, boy?
I'm doing awesome. How are you doing?
We're doing great. We want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule. Come on, bud. We appreciate having you.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Tell Miss Constance we said hello also. And Dawson, you know, you know, like me and Steve, like, you know, Stephen and I, we cover mostly NASCAR stuff and ARCA stuff, and we don't really know that much about the Legends cars or, you know, what you're racing in there at Charlotte Motor Speedway. Will you sort of give our listeners a little bit about, it's like a season and stuff there that Lenny Baticki helps with and everybody at SMI. Will you sort of let everybody know how everything works as far as what type of car, how fast you're running, and all the different series that you're in? You got to pull a book.
Certainly. They're a 1,300-pound race car on treaded tires, federal treaded tires. So you have the weight of 1,300 pounds with the small treaded tires. So that gives you the weight to power ratio with 140 horsepower on that small vehicle. It has a ton of wheel spin up off the corner and gets very difficult to drive. NASCAR drivers have even said the hardest thing they've driven before a cup car is a legend car. And they teach younger kids and older teenagers and even adults how to drive and to keep car control.
Sounds good, but I'm going to throw you over to my good friend, CEO of SpeedwayDigest.com. I'll let him ask you a few questions, and he can throw you back over to me, and we'll just talk and just let everybody know what your accomplishments are, where you want to head, which everybody knows where you want to head. You want to head to cut. But, Stephen, you got to pull with Dawson Crim.
Dawson, you ran this year in the Summer Shootout Series up there at Charlotte. You've got some accomplishments. Tim was reading them off just here a little bit ago, and I don't have them written down. Tim does. He's kind of my secretary tonight. Now, Tim, don't come over here and get mad at me for saying that. But Dawson, you'd run up there. You'd run in Summer Shootout Series up there this summer. And that's a tough series to go up there and run against, because a lot of times you're going to go up against drivers that are coming throughout the Southeast, and you're even going against some of the Cup Series and some of the kids that are coming up through, you know, coming through affiliated with the Cup teams or even through drivers themselves. When you go out there and you run against some of these drivers like that, what is your mentality when you go and you run against some of these different drivers, especially when you're trying to learn?
The summer shootout's a great learning experience, because everybody comes, even from around the nation. You know, you have people from the West Coast, you have people from New England, you have people from Florida. You're racing all these different competitors, and you learn so much about different driving styles from all over the country, and it's on a narrow paperclip track that is flat. So you have all of that, and you have to be the best, and everybody's so consistent and so of each other. It just makes for great racing. You learn so much, and you have to keep your head on straight. You have to have patience, and you have to know what you're heading for.
Obviously, as we look to the future of racing in general, and you're 14 years old, we look in the NASCAR series and we look across other racing series in general, and we see the age groups going lower and lower. And we see, especially in NASCAR, we see the Legends and we see the Bandoleros as a feeder group that is teaching drivers to be able to move into their next steps and to learn that car control, learn how the patience and to compete against different drivers and different styles of track. When you're looking at this and you're planning out your next steps through the Legends cars, and I think you've also run in some Wheeling All America, you also get to kind of plan out your next steps throughout what you're going to do next. Being so young and looking at how other drivers have come throughout the series, how do you follow behind or look to other drivers and follow behind their footsteps?
I don't know that it'd really be to follow behind their footsteps, but to create your own path. Because when you look at Kyle Larson, he came from dirt sprint carts. You look at Bubba Wallace, he came from Legend cars. You look at John Hunter Nemechek, he came from Allison Legacy cars. I think it's all about getting experience in different cars and just understanding how to get car control from all these different cars than any other car.
And then the Wheeling All-American Series, obviously that's going to be the next stepping stone for you. Going out of the Legends and getting into a Wheeling All-American Series, whether it be a late model or a pro late model, something of that nature. When you start thinking about that next step for you, where would you like to go and where would you like to see yourself get to that point?
I have ran some NASCAR Wheeling All-American Truck Super Truck races, and it has taught me a lot. And the NX Legend cars have taught me so much that I can put into a bigger car, and I'm looking forward to go run some late model races, limited and late model stock races in the 2016 season and get a ton of experience under my belt with the bigger cars to hopefully go to Can-Am, Trucks, Xfinity, and then Cup eventually.
My last question before I throw you back over to Tim is, you know, just being so young, how did you get into the racing and what was your motivation for getting into the racing and feel that it was a career path that you wanted to make that step into?
I started racing when I was 4 years old in Mini Dorps in California. And I don't think at first that it was all my decision. But my parents could see in me that I enjoyed racing, and my father was a Cup crew chief, and he was out there crew chiefing Can-Am and Nationwide and truck races. And I guess my dad came across this small little division, and he wanted to get me into racing. So he put me in a car and just saw if I liked it, and I loved it from the get-go.
Dawson, thanks a lot. I appreciate you taking the time to come on here tonight and talk to me. And I'm going to throw you back over to Tim since I'm sure he's got a couple of questions for you. Congratulations.
All right. Thank you for having me.
Year. Sure. Congratulations for this year and good luck on 2016 and what you got going on.
Thank you.
Thanks, Stephen. And Dawson, just to touch on a little bit about what Stephen talked about, you know, you're in this Bojangles Summer Shootout, the Young Lions division there. You had 7 wins, 12 top 5s and 6 top 10s. Could you sort of let our listeners know some of the people that you race with, like far as some of the NASCAR drivers' sons, or was any of them in that division?
I raced against Austin Green, who is Dave Green's son, who is a NASCAR driver, as you know. And I raced against Tim Latigo's car, and he works on Paul Menard's car. And as you walk through the garage, you can just notice faces from past racing in NASCAR, modifieds, all around different racing. And it's great to get to know those people, real racers from the back roots.
And also, Dawson, I want to give you a big congratulations, but you handled yourself real well with the media being 14. I'm at 14 years old. You do awesome, buddy. Just want to send you that. But, you know, Stephen touched on the NASCAR Wheeling Series, the, you know, coming up through, and, you know, the trucks, the Xfinity, the Cup. You never mentioned ARCA. If somebody offered you a ride in ARCA, would you take it?
I think that I would take an ARCA ride, but we have looked into K&M more because it's more short track racing. And in my opinion, I would rather do some short track racing because it relies on more endurance and on the driver when ARCA runs on bigger tracks. But I would take any opportunity I got because I just want to learn and understand all these different cars.
And to throw this out there, the Southern Super Series, Suzanne and I went down to Montgomery Speedway down there, and my good friend Stan Norrison, the general manager, and we got to watch that Southern Super Series race there at Montgomery, and Chase Roddick was there. Daniel Hamrick flew in from Kansas. I mean, that's another stepping stone also, too, right, bud?
Yes, late models are a big stepping stone to get into those bigger cars, and there's so many different late models. You have super, stock, limited, pro, that you can switch around and learn the different horsepower and grip.
And just to touch on a little bit about what Stephen said also, you know, your age, you know, you're 14, and if you do, you know, coming up the ranks, like I'm pretty sure that you're going to do, you have a certain age group, you know, just like John Hunter Nemechek went through it last year. You know, he couldn't race on but certain tracks. Do you think that might be something that might hold you back, or you think NASCAR needs to look into maybe changing the age difference?
Certainly, I think that NASCAR is going to hold their rules, and if they change those rules, that'd be awesome once I got up to trucks, which is in the near future, because you can now run trucks at 16 at certain tracks. But if you run some K&N and ARCA stuff, you're getting into the bigger tracks and getting experience.
Right. And, Dawson, I know your time's limited. Do you have time to take a question from one of our callers?
Yes, I'd like to thank my PR girl, Constance Jordan, for getting me this interview. I want to thank Fludon High Performance, Ironstone Lane Rescue and Stable, Bojangles, Piranha Ultrasonic Cleaning, Stix FX, Phil Gavali Photography, and my parents, my sisters, the fans, and everybody that has helped me out.
Dawson, that sounds great. Do you have time to take one quick phone call before you leave?
Sure.
Okay. This is Minus Stevens, good friend, upstate New York. His home track is Watkins Glen. Let's bring Mr. Todd Bigsby in the pit stop. Dennis Payne, Stephen Wilson, and Dawson Crim.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Todd, how you doing tonight, bud?
I'm doing pretty good.
All right. That's good. That's great. I'm pretty sure it's cold up there where you at, upstate New York, up there at Watkins Glen, ain't it, bud?
37.
Woo! Ooh, I don't want to be there. Anyway, Todd, you're in the pit stop. We've got young and upcoming 14-year-old Dawson Crim. He runs the Bojangles Summer Shootout, the Young Lions Division over at Charlotte Motor Speedway. You have anything you'd like to ask him?
I heard him talking about the different tracks. I know he likes to run, he wants to run the shorter track. Have you given any thought to road course?
Yes, the legend cars run on road courses. I actually got my first ever Bandolero Bandit win on a road course. I love road courses, switches things up, warp driver. I love the high speeds. I love shifting, the straight braking, all the elements I have to put into a road course.
Well, hopefully if you can get into a K&N and you come out this way to Watkins Glen and you race at the Glen, I'm looking forward to be able to follow you and see you do some racing.
That'd be awesome. The Winter Heat Series at Charlotte Motor Speedway is actually going to run on their new road course that they just paved over and got reset up for SCCA.
Yep. Well, I appreciate you taking time and answering the question for me, and I'm looking forward to keeping up on you and watch you grow.
That'd be awesome. I'd love to get to meet you sometime.
Yes, that would be awesome.
Ty, we appreciate you, bud. I'm going to pull you back over to mute. That was our good friend, Dawson. He calls in every week. You know, like I said, his home track's upstate there, Watkins Glen. I know you've already thanked all your sponsors. You want to let everybody know where they can follow you at on social media, bud? You got the floor.
Yeah, my Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter are all at Dawson Crim. You can follow my hashtag at Dawson Crim Racing, hashtag 11 and 15, and now starting out this year, hashtag 11 and 15. I'd also want to thank NX for all that they've done with me the past 6 years and helping me learn how to control different cars, and their program is awesome. I definitely recommend it to upcoming drivers.
Sounds good, Dawson. We appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to come on. Tell Constance we said thanks for getting you on, and we'll get you back on next year, but we want to get you back on after you've had a win or something, if that's okay with you.
That'd be awesome.
All right. Dawson, we appreciate you again, bud. Merry Christmas. Tell everybody we said hello, and good luck in the future. I hope everything turns out well for you, bud.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Let's see. That was Dawson Crim, the driver up there in the Bojangles Summer Shootout, Young Lions Division. Steven, for a 14-year-old, that young man, he carries himself pretty well, don't he?
Yeah, it does. And these are drivers that are going to be the future of the sport here. Excuse me. They're going to be the drivers coming up, and they're going to be the future. They're going to be the next Eric Jones, and they're going to be the next Kyle Larson that are going to be coming up. And it's good to see that the INEC series and the Legends cars and the Brandoleros are a very strong series right now. SMI and everybody that has done everything that they have in building those series in the 600 series, they've done a heck of a job in really just building this up around the U.S. and Canada and everywhere else, that they've just really done a heck of a job to continue feeding these series, and they've made it more and more affordable for many people to get into it over the last couple of years to get these drivers in and be able to go out there and compete in some race cars and prove themselves in a series that in many cases others might not have a chance to, but it's good to see very young kids being able to go, getting out there, and especially for SMI to put this summer series on, allowing so many drivers to come out there and compete all summer long. And as I said earlier, you just don't know who's watching, who's paying attention to what you're doing. And they may not make note of it right now and say something to you, but 2 or 3 or 4 years down the road when it's viable to put you in a truck or put you into a car, they make
exactly, Steve. And with that being the home of NASCAR right there in Charlotte, like you said, SMI has really done a great job with all them series. And y'all can go to US Legends and look, there's more than just the Bojangles summer shootout. I mean, there's all kinds of divisions. They have dirt, like Lenny Patiki, he likes the dirt. There's all kinds of divisions for young and upcoming drivers. You can go out and get you one of these cars, pretty reasonable, I think. But Steven, just to throw this out there, coming up on top of the hour. Like I said, Casey Roderick couldn't make it. He's a little under the weather, and I understand you're a little under the weather also. Next week is going to be our final show for 2015 until 2016. We're taking Christmas and New Year's off. I think I'm about 95-90% sure I've got Jerry Boncastle. We're going to do a roundtable. And like I said, Reverend Joe's going to stay on with us. We're going to talk about ARCA, trucks, Xfinity Series, Cup, whatever y'all want to talk about. I'm sure we're going to make some people mad. We're going to make some people call in, going to be mad. But have you, you ain't got to say who, but have you heard anything back on who me and you talked about as far as else coming on with us?
No, I hadn't heard back from them yet. Hopefully, I'll send them another note here and see if I can get them on. If not, I'll send a couple other emails out. Maybe we can get some surprise guests on here to talk a little bit about the season and ruffle some feathers out here, the last show of the year. People will forget about it by the time 2016 rolls around.
Exactly. Shoot some emails out, Stephen. If we get 5 or 6 people, it don't matter. And I'll get Suzanne on trying to get maybe some media stuff. Just whoever we get, we'll have a big round table. Stephen, I want to thank you again for taking time out of your business kid. You're from SpeedwayDigest.com. Let everybody know out there where they can follow you at on social media and your website. You got the floor, bud.
You can follow us on Twitter at Speedway Digest, Facebook.com/Speedway Digest, and SpeedwayDigest.com.
Steven, I appreciate you, but like I said, I know you're a little bit under the weather, and I got Todd in mute. Todd, appreciate you too for listening. Steven, tell AM and the boys we said hello, and we'll talk to you next week, bud.
All right, man, take it easy.
All right, you too, bud. We're going to sign off from Talladega, Alabama.
Travel on, there's one day here and the next day gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand, sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside every darkened door, where blues won't haunt you anymore, where the brave are free and lovers soar.